Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm Scott, it's not Chris. He's off for this week and next week, so it's us in the mornings. And now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails that you've been sending in. We've got loads of these. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email or text to 81199. You'll get read out by the posh lady off Radio 4 and you'll get honest answers from us. Here's the first one.
Scott, I had to take my car in for a service today. With no word of a lie, everyone at the garage was called Steve. There must have been at least six Steves working there. It was a garage in Bracknell. Is that part of the qualifications these days? To be a car mechanic, do you have to be called Steve? Thanks, Carl. Binfield, Berkshire.
Well, thank you very much, Carl. I don't know, maybe if you are called Steve and you're a car mechanic, you want to text me on 81199. I don't have a car, so therefore I don't meet that many car mechanics.
No. Really?
I know. Not for the want of trying, but...
No. So, you should get a car, then.
Yeah, that's true. So, all Steves that are car mechanics, text in 81199. I've no idea. But we'll find out for you, Carl, and we'll get back to you.
Well, they'd have to get a rubbish car.
Yeah.
Pointless getting a nice car that works.
That's true. Well, I used to have a rubbish car and someone ran it over with a tank. Next!
I'm really sorry. I can't see you again. My girlfriend is suspicious. Was fun, though. Thanks, X.
Now, that was a text. Now, I'm presuming that that was a wrong number.
Yes.
That couldn't be in front of our DJs, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
I'm really sorry. I can't see you again. My girlfriend is suspicious. Was fun, though. Thanks, X.
Actually, do you think that was for me?
It came in during your show to this number, so yeah. Yes.
Right, good.
Not from a mechanic, was
it? Are you
it?
Not going to reveal any more as to who that's from?
I don't know who that is from. I really don't think it's for me. Next.
Does Scott keep doing a West Country impression on purpose, or is it just me? Cheers, Andy.
Don't know what you're talking about, love. No, I don't. Do I?
You do have a tendency to slip into it, yeah.
Do I? On what occasions?
Normally when you're taking the mickey out of someone for being slightly less intelligent than yourself.
Now, I'd like to say, actually...
That's true, actually.
No, it's funny.
Right.
No, when I first started working on this show, there was a lot of this.
Here comes the West Country... blah, blah.
And you and the one that doesn't speak used to do West Country voices every time. And then it took you about 2 months before you realised that was actually really offensive to me, because that's where I'm from.
I don't think it was particularly a West Country voice that we were doing.
It was.
I'll
back you up on this, Patrick.
Andrew Chappers.
No. One that doesn't speak. Were we doing West Country voice? No, we weren't. We were just doing a generic stupid people voice.
Do it.
Do it, then. No.
With words.
What would you like me to say?
Hello, I'm Scott and I'm stupid.
Hello, I'm Scott and I'm stupid.
There you go, there's a little bit of a West Country tinge.
I don't think there is.
There is.
You've got the twang.
I'd like to say sorry to people in the West Country, I'm not calling you thick. I'm really not.
Good.
Next.
Dear Scott, I'm an American living in northern Utah and I love your show. I've been listening to the podcast for 2 months now, and I'm afraid I might be the only American who listens to this, because nobody I talk to has ever heard of Scott Mills. Anyway, could you ask for all your American listeners to email you so I don't feel so alone? Thanks. Grant, Utah, USA.
Well, Grant. Yeah, I know it's in USA, Utah. Grant, I can tell you that
Utah?
We have... Utah?
Utah? Did you just...
No, I didn't say it.
You
Utah! You tart. Yes, I know that we get a lot of American listeners listening online on Sirius and also on our satellite radio,
yeah.
And also on our podcast. So don't worry about it, Grant, you tart.
You're not alone.
You're not alone, and lots of people who are American will
have heard of him.
Will now text in. I didn't mean it like that. I just don't want to feel lonely.
Okay, yeah.
Next!
I love sex, and I always want more from White Van Man, Jay.
Now, I think this is... I think this came
hang on,
in...
Hang on. Isn't her emphasis completely
yes.
wrong there?
It sounds like she wants more, you know...
From a White Van Man.
Yeah.
I love sex, and I always want more from White Van Man.
No, you got that wrong. It should be, I always want more from White Van Man. He was what it's from. I think that's when we were talking about David Duchovny, David Duchovny's sex addiction yesterday. Yeah. That's when that one came in. But we need to... She needs to sort
that
out her...
That made it sound like posh Radio 4 woman just wanted more...
Yeah.
...from a White Van Man.
I'm
Which
sure,
maybe she does.
I'm sure White Van Man wouldn't say no.
I love sex, and I always want more from White Van Man.
Yep. He'll be listening again to that. Next.
When Scott was posh, did he say from rather than off of?
Yes.
I bet you did, yeah.
I like it when he was posh. What? These are the clips that we're playing yesterday.
I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I wonder if you can help me. Do I watch Noel Edmonds or do I watch The Gladiators? Every Saturday this happens to me and I'm just torn, to be honest. I really don't know which one to watch.
Oh, God. They just get better, don't they?
I'm just torn,
to be honest. I don't know what to do.
Did you ask the listeners every week?
We're doomed.
Did you ask the listeners every week?
What? Whether to watch Noel's House Party or Gladiators?
It sounds like it was a regular feature. Like, yeah. I had this problem every week.
We're doomed. What do I watch tonight? That was back in my local radio days in Bristol. Wow. Imagine
how do they speak in Bristol? How do they speak in Bristol?
Like that. They did then. They've changed since. But what a treat that must have been, wasn't it? In 1993 or whenever it was, listening to that on the radio. Jeez. Really not.
83.
93. Next.
How many hours a day do you work, Scott? Winking smiley.
Yeah, quite a lot. Next.
No. I think they wanted a number put on it.
I don't know. How many hours do I work? Think about it. Don't be stitching me up now.
Actually, you do work a lot. You work more than I do, because you do other things and you do gigs and stuff.
That's right.
In the office, 3 hours, three and a half when we're on breakfast.
That's not true. It's at least four.
It's at least four is what you're
very, very busy. People just don't get it. They think that all we do is turn up and talk.
All you do is turn up and talk.
That's all you do.
To be fair, you do work a lot more hours than Chappers.
Yeah. Back at you.
Hey, what are you making? How are you... What?
Because you come in for the show, and on Fridays you're like, "Wee, Wonder Years, I'm off."
No, now hang on a second, hang on.
Oh, I like not it. Can I just say, I like it that we've never had this out before, but we're having it out now on the radio. I quite like that.
Not only do I, is that the whole point of this test?
No,
have a go at me.
Not at all.
Not only do I come in and do this, but I have to write, edit, produce all the sport at the same time.
I know, you don't
and
have to
this is
me.
Just a small but the most important part of my working day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And you have to stay up all night pressing F5.
Precisely.
Yeah, and that's work for you.
And as for the Wonder Years floor fillers situation, there's just very little talking done
that's
during
right.
Wonder Years.
There's no point
fillers.
You being here.
I am still here in the building. I'm just not in. I'm working on other things.
I know.
Where, Becky? Somewhere you can't see me, just in case management are listening.
Yeah.
I don't bunk off on
you
a Friday.
You see it till 7 every Friday night.
Yeah. Also,
anyway.
Just on another subject.
God, here we go.
And I know this might be painful for everybody. Oh. I'm now on every single blooming weekend till Christmas, so don't tell me that I'm not working properly.
Woo!
That's genuine anger at
I know.
Me. I've got a finger and everything.
I know.
Pointing.
Always nice. Next.
Dear Scott, my girlfriend has the most annoying laugh ever. It's getting so bad, I'm thinking about binning her. Is this wrong? Should I just grin and bear it? Or do I get someone who sounds less like a seal? Love you, Matt. What X.
Calm down, everyone. Right, no, like, can I just say, no one actually listened to Matt's thing there at all, because everyone was too busy sniggering away.
And I'm going to have to go, because I've got the sport to write. And
no, there's another record, yeah? Right. Have you got to write it, have you? In 3 minutes?
Yes.
Wow.
Dear Scott, my girlfriend has the most annoying laugh ever. It's getting so bad, I'm thinking about binning her. Is this wrong?
No.
Should I just grin and bear it? Or do I get someone who sounds less like a seal? Love you, Matt X.
What do we think?
Binner.
Why? Just of her laugh?
Yeah.
Really?
If it's annoying, it's annoying.
What does seal sound like? Do your seal impression.
No, I don't do a seal impression.
Go on.
Well, it's more like... Ah, ah, ah.
Is it... Does she sound like Seal the singer? Or Seal off of...
I think Seal an animal.
Right, OK. If it's Seal the singer, then she can stay. If it's an animal, then no, she's got to go, I think.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, I don't actually know what a seal sounds like, so I can't really give Matt advice on whether he should bin his girlfriend or not. Let me know what you reckon, 8199. Do you get rid of somebody because they've got an annoying laugh? The only seal I can find in our system is this one.
Seal, welcome to Radio 1.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Now, I think that's the singer, Seal.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
It's been absolutely wonderful. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on board. And
that's not a seal, is it?
No,
that's the seal off of Kiss from a Rose.
Mm.
Is it like... Arr, arr, arr?
Yes.
Right. See, I think some laughs are good. Like, if it was somebody who had a laugh like the singer Adele... That I'd quite like that.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much Becky. Not so much Goldmember.
That sounds very similar to Becky.
Not so much Jay Goody. Is that Jay Goody? Blimey. No, that's Bart. Not so much. But Adele. Yeah, good. Right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good morning, Damien.
Morning, Scott.
You right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you?
I'm off of Peterborough.
Are you off of Peterborough?
I'm off of actual Peterborough.
Actual Peterborough, good. Are you on your way to work or what?
Yeah, I've just pulled over.
Nice, okay. What are you saying then?
I'm saying that this guy whose girlfriend sounds like a seal, yeah, he should bin her. Because
right.
I can do a pretty good seal impression and it is scary. If she was laughing at like an important dinner party or anything, it... You know, he would get laughed at.
Okay, so you can do a seal impression?
Yeah.
When did you first discover yeah. you could do a seal impression?
It was when I laughed at you, chappers. You said something funny the other day, and
I
thought,
I laughed
like a seal.
Always the first time.
Ooh, was that your real life?
That one was.
That was a bit...
easy.
Alright, go on then, seal boy. God, no, actually, you're right, Binner.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you had to, you couldn't say that with your friends.
No.
No, I think he needs to get rid of it, doesn't he?
Yeah. Right, thanks for that.
That's great, Scott.
That's great, yeah, thanks. I love you.
Love you too.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, mate.
You right?
Yeah, not too bad, mate, yourself?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you off of?
Well, I'm on the way to Gelder, just going to work.
Okay, good. And how can I help?
My girlfriend, she laughs like a donkey and a... seal, basically. And, I think, well, I love it, you know?
A mixture of a donkey and a seal?
Yeah, I don't think that fella should be in his girlfriend just because of that.
No.
It's a unique laugh, really, isn't it?
It is unique. Does it ever not get a little bit old, though?
Yeah, it does get quite annoying sometimes as well.
Does she laugh like a seal sometimes and a donkey others, so you're always on your toes, you never know which one she's going to do?
Is it going to be a seal or is it going to be a donkey?
No, it starts off like a seal and then once she gets going it turns into a donkey.
Right.
Wow. And how long have you been with this girl?
Nearly 3 years now.
Wow. And was it her laugh that maybe attracted you to her?
No, it wasn't that, was it?
No.
I think I discovered the laugh afterwards.
But you put up with it.
Yeah, I put up with it.
I love that.
The laugh after.
I know.
Move on.
Okay. Right, Tim, have a good day.
Yeah, and you, mate.
Send my love to your girlfriend who laughs like a donkey in a seal because you love it, all right?
Yeah, I will, mate.
I love you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Right, Robin, hello.
Hi.
Where are you today, Robin?
At home.
Where's home?
It's Mansfield.
Okay. Right, you got a good laugh.
Yes.
What does it sound like?
Rather like sort of a guinea pig squeal, really.
What could set you off?
I don't know. I don't tend to laugh very easily.
Do you not? Oh, that's good then. Oh, good. Anything?
No.
Oh.
Hang on. So you
go on, chappers, over to you.
No, you came on here to demonstrate your laugh, but you don't laugh easily.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say I'd demonstrate my laugh. I just sent in that I had weird ones.
Oh, okay. But we can't hear it.
No.
Oh, well. It's nice to speak to you, Robin.
Yeah, you too.
Can you do an impression of your laugh?
Probably not.
Oh, well. Oh, well, it's been, I'll tell you what, it's been brilliant to speak to you in a week. Oh, my God. Hello, Sam.
Hiya, Scott.
You all right?
Yeah.
Where are you today?
Wait a sec. I'm just trying to move out of the way of a car.
Okay, that's probably best. What are you doing?
I'm on my paper round.
Oh, in your paper round, right. This
but
is going...
I was kind of stupid enough to walk on the road.
Yeah, well, that's stupid. This is going really well. how is your laugh?
Well, I don't think it's weird, but my friends tell me they laugh when they hear me laugh.
Does Comedy Dave's laugh make you laugh?
Yes. Stop. All right.
I want to hear it.
I just did.
That's not particularly good.
It's their opinion.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay, Sam. At least she had a go, unlike the other girl.
Yeah, she's stupid then.
No, she just couldn't laugh on demand.
I know, I was only joking.
I know. Well, that's great to speak to you as well, Sam. I thought you'd be able to help me out on making them laugh.
You call me a Wally.
Oh, yeah.
You're on your own now. I thought that was an amazing couple of minutes.
Yeah, really good. Rachel?
Hello.
Oh, you're persistent, are you?
Oh, yeah. I'm carrying on with this.
You don't give up, do you?
I'm carrying right on with this. I don't care.
You're on your own, son.
I know we're on Radio 1 and people can actually hear this. Rachel, what are you saying?
A fair few years ago, I went to see the Dad Out 2.4 Children in a Shakespeare experience of Macbeth, and I laughed all the way through it, and so much so that at the end, when he came to take a bow, he threw his glove on the floor and stormed off. And then I read an article saying he never vowed to do theatre work again.
Well, because of your laugh, he decided he would never do theatre work ever again.
Well, yeah, I laughed constantly all the way through the performance. It was hysterical.
Okay. Come on, chappers. Please make her laugh.
No.
I have several laughs, so I have a dirty laugh. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Seriously, I'm giving... Oh, that was good. Yeah, we got a bit of a laugh there after 4 minutes. That we got someone laughing on Radio 1. That's brilliant. Thanks very much for that.
Bye.
Oh, no. I love you too.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know what happens. I've got three situations that we've recorded. You just tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's all what's occurring at 7:47. So, in season two, Becky is currently in the lead. She won yesterday. Play along at home fun as well. Let me know how you do on 81199.
You're not going to be able to manage to keep score for a full 2 weeks.
Watch me.
Okay.
Right, here's the first...
There's an offer.
Here's the first one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's your first situation. You know Chico...
Not personally, but I know of him.
You remember, it's Chico time.
Love me or hate me, you cannot take this away from me, and you cannot deny me. And all I can say is this.
Go on.
What time is it? What time is it? Love you, thank you very much.
But here's my question to you.
Yeah?
Do the great British public remember? We sent Chico onto the streets and asked 10 people... What time is it? But how many people would say it's Chico time? Chaffers.
I'm going to say 5.
You're saying 5 out of 10?
Yeah.
Becky?
7.
Saying 7 out of 10?
Mm.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
When Chico asked people, what time is it? How many people will say his truly annoying catchphrase?
What time is it?
I don't know.
What time is it?
4:15.
Afternoon, what time is it?
Chico time. Ah.
What time is it?
Chico time.
Ah. Afternoon, what time is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
12:15.
Excuse me, what time is it?
It's 12:24.
What time is it?
Chico time.
Ah! What time is it?
I reckon it's about 12:30.
Fantastic. What time is it?
You want me to say Chico time?
That's the one.
It's 12:30.
What time is it?
Oh, you know that. Chico. Is that right?
What time is it?
Chico time.
Now, I don't know whether that was 4 or 5.
Why?
Because there was a girl that went, you want me to say Chico time, which she did.
She did then say it's
she
Chico
did
time.
Say it.
No, she then said it's 12, whatever it was.
Yeah, but she still said Chico time.
Exactly.
So
5.
Not in response to what time is it, she didn't. She said, you want me to say
it. Oh, I don't know what to do now.
Well, either way, it doesn't make any difference, does it? Because I'm still closest.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So 1 point to Chappers. Sorry, Becky. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Do I have to judge this as well?
That's maybe why you won last time.
So it's
there's a lot of bitterness in this studio today.
I think you're fine. I'm just trying to help you. Hello. Right, so it's Chappers 1, Becky...
None.
Are you ready for your next one?
Yeah.
Okay. You know Scooby-Doo?
I do know Scooby-Doo, yeah.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo. I have a big Scooby-Doo at my house.
I'm sorry?
Not a big one, but like a sort of cuddly one.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a big Scooby-Doo in your house?
Yeah, cuddly Scooby-Doo at my house.
All right. On the bed?
No, on my little boy's bed.
Oh, okay, right. I was going to say.
You know.
I think you're like one of those weird girls that has loads of teddies on the bed.
Don't go to bed with a dog every night.
Anyway, just to remind you, if you don't know who Scooby-Doo is...
Scooby-Dooby-Doo!
Yeah.
Thanks.
Did you see it yesterday, by any chance?
No, I didn't see yesterday's, no.
Right, it was on BBC One, and it was called What's New Scooby-Doo. Have you seen that one?
I do know What's New Scooby-Doo.
It's good, actually.
It's not as good as the older one.
It's not, but it's, you know, it's all right. But how many times on yesterday's episode did Scooby make weird Scooby noises?
What's the noise I'm looking for again?
Now, it's not the number of actual noises, the number of times he makes noises.
Right. Okay.
Do you mean anything other than him actually talking?
Yes.
Any variation of...
Yeah, any variation of... Just a random noise. Okay? Not talking.
11.
You're saying 11? Mm. Chappers.
12.
Oh.
I was actually going to say 12. I was.
Okay. Well, there's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Scooby-Doo being Scooby-Doo yesterday on What's New Scooby-Doo.
He is the legendary Sandman Psycho. That makes the fish in my sneakers happy.
Let's look around.
So that's six.
Six?
Six weird... noises, which means that Becky gets the points.
Well done, Becky.
There we are.
I always thought there were more than that. Also, I have no idea what the character said to Scooby-Doo at the end, but it sounded very wrong.
Oh! What's occurring?
What do you think they said?
I can't say, but I don't think
it would have been good or badly bleeped.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Whoa! We're doomed! Let's look around.
Let's look around.
Oh. Let's look around. Right.
Me and you looked at each other like, oh my god, I hope I put in the right version.
Yeah.
Adult Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
I didn't realise there was adult Scooby-Doo,
no,
is there?
Isn't.
Oh, alright, sorry. So, 1-1. Are you ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember on Dear Scott earlier where we answer your texts and emails? The person who emailed about Steve's in garages...
Everyone at the garage was called Steve. There must have been at least 6 Steves working there. To be a car mechanic, do you have to be called Steve?
Well, that's a good question. So, we decided to put this to the test yesterday. We called 5 garages all over the UK and asked for Steve. But how many had one working there?
2.
Becky.
How many garages did you call again? Five.
Five garages all over the UK.
I'll say six.
Three. What? Three.
So you're saying two.
Yeah.
And you're saying three.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Thanks, Scooby.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many Steves do actually work in garages?
Hello?
Hello, Steve there, please.
Steve?
Steve.
No, mate, you got the wrong number.
The Steve Meister, you know, Steve Man.
Who do you want? Hang on.
Steve.
Good morning, Car Clinic.
I wonder if I could speak to Steve, please.
I don't think we've got a Steve.
Little Steve.
Little Steve. No, I don't...
You know, teeny-weeny Steve, they call him.
No, we definitely don't have a teeny-weeny Steve.
Wee Steve?
Nope. No, no Stevens here.
Mini got... Steve?
Nope, no mini Steve.
Small Steve?
No.
Good morning, Cat Rivers.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling, please?
It's Scott.
Scott. Hello there.
Hi, Steve, you all right?
Fine, thank you.
Can I just ask, are you the Steve that's allergic to mushrooms?
No.
Which Steve are you, then?
Steve?
Yeah.
I'm Peter.
Oh, right, I asked for Steve.
We haven't got a Steve that works here. Who are you trying to contact?
Steve, you know, the one with terrible bad breath, can't stick mushrooms. No?
No, I haven't got a clue who that is. DJ Bird Auto Services.
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve who?
Big Steve.
Well, we've got a Phil, we've got a Chris, we've got a Stuart.
Are any of them really, really fat?
Really fat? No.
Oh, it's not Steve then, is it?
No. Hello, so now?
Hello, can I speak to Steve, please?
Who's calling, mate?
It's Scott.
1 minute, mate, I'll fetch you here.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
All right, I think I've got the wrong number, sorry.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
That were the most surreal load of phone calls I think I've ever heard.
I have to say, I was a bit tired at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got the mushrooms thing from at all.
No.
I don't know, that just came out of thin
and
air.
And you knew such a lot of words for little as well.
Wee, mini.
Tiny.
Tiny. Teeny weeny. So just one Steve. I can't even remember what you said now.
I said two, didn't I?
Yeah, he said two, I said three. He wins.
You win!
Oh! What's the curtain?
You are a rubbish quizmaster. I'm
sorry. You, I'm no good with numbers. I can't do it.
You expect your contestants to keep count?
You could cheat. You probably are.
No, we're not. Tomorrow
you probably are.
Will.
I wouldn't even know. Right, let me know how you did on 81199. Chappers win, so that I make that Becky won, Chappers won so far this week.
Well,
all right?
Done.
Thank you very much.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bloody hell, Katie Brand.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry, Scott. I'm really sorry.
It's a jungle out there today.
Oh, my goodness. It's raining in London like you wouldn't believe. It's like Blade Runner out there.
I know. It's 8:53, and this is our guest, Katie Brand.
Hello, good morning. I'm really sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't
so you've
fine.
Intimidated in there.
I feel like I'm at school.
I am so intimidating, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Now it's a big night tonight on ITV2.
Yeah, I know.
Because Celeb Air starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to do that. I thought, should I do it? But then I'll just get in trouble.
Now,
my show starts tonight, Scott.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get to that in a
okay,
minute.
Okay, fine.
I was going to say, then it's the new series of your big ass show.
That's right, yeah.
Now, let's talk about the previous show before.
Okay.
They put some celebrities in charge of flights. Is that a good idea?
Yeah. I mean, I saw one Amy Lame saying she didn't like the outfit. I'm like, have you never been on a plane before? Did you not know what air hostesses were?
Before you signed on the line, did you not see the outfit?
Yeah.
They've got people like Amy... Who is that lady?
Amy Lame. I think she's a comedian, isn't she?
I don't know. I think she was on Celebrity... Fit Club once.
Oh, okay.
I've not seen her in anything else.
But then I read that Michelle Marsh, the pastry girl, really likes the outfit.
Wow.
And sent a picture of herself in it to her husband.
In fact, I saw a picture of Michelle Marsh in the Daily Star yesterday wearing the outfit.
Yeah, that was the same article
right.
I saw.
But she was kind of like popping out of the outfit.
Yeah, thank God it doesn't do that on Amy Lamo.
Good Lord, no. Or Andy Peters.
I don't know, though. Andy Peters has got pretty buff.
Quite buff, isn't he?
Yeah, when did that happen?
Chico is also on. And he's been annoying people by going, It's meal time. It's disembarking time. Now, imagine that would get quite annoying, wouldn't it, after a while?
I'd like to see Kate Middleton's mum on it, running it.
Also, Lee's got Lee's on and Kenzie off Blazing Squad, so there's a lot to live up to. And then your show starts at 10 o'clock.
My show's on at 10, yeah, and we haven't got any... We couldn't get any celebrities, so we just decided to have me do them all.
Yeah. Now, we played your Lily Allen song last time quite a lot, and yeah. We played the Mariah one, and mm-hmm. Now you've got some new victims, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Well, it's been a sort of busy 12 months in the charts.
Yeah.
Lots of lovely, solo lady singers, so I'm very pleased about
which
that.
Which you got stuck into.
Yeah, a little
now,
bit.
Now, do you do this because you actually like them, or do you just because you find them really annoying?
Actually, it's because I really like them. I really like everybody that I do. I mean, the irony is, I buy the album in order to work out what we're going to do on the show, and then I end up really liking it. I listen to the Adele album all the time.
So we're going to play a bit of the Adele track.
Yeah, the thing with this is just, you know, I always find it hilarious when she does interviews that the way she talks is nothing like the way she sings.
I love her.
Yeah, she's brilliant. But she sings like, kind of, you know, she's got like the greatest soul that ever lived, and then you hear her and she talks like a barrel. Oh boy.
Here's her laugh.
Is that her actual laugh?
That's her, yeah. I remember we did an interview with her at Radio 1's Big Weekend, me and Grimmy, and she was like, I've been down Mackie D's, I'm going to get a dirty burger on the way home. And then she goes on stage, it's like...
A friend of mine is a singer, and he said he went up to her at a party once and said, you know, you're amazing because this is how I talk. And then when I sing, I sound like this. But you sound...
How does it work?
There's no... Anyway.
Okay, so here's Katie and her take on it, Adele.
This is my singing voice. It could make the angels weep. Soothing and sweet. Could make a can of Red Bull fall asleep. I look at Duffy. I could take her in a fight, but not that Beth Ditto, because she looks like she might bite.
Would you Adam and Eve it? That's mental. I've only got one pair of shoes and I eat with my hands. I ain't a diva. I ain't got a clue about nothing. Verse two? What? Me? Now? I gotta sing verse two? Bleeding hell. All right then.
You needed to put this in at the end. So that's Adele. But you do like her.
I really like Adele. Yeah, I particularly like Daydreamer.
Yes.
It's a really nice song, that.
Now, let's move on to... I do quite like the Kate Nash.
Oh, yeah. Kate Nash, like a two-year-old, yeah. Bashing on the piano, just doing stream of consciousness.
We... do you remember that Radio 1 Christmas party we did last year? Do you remember that, Becky? Becky's just doing that with her hands. Explain. Yeah.
She went mad, didn't she?
Absolutely
and
mad.
And everyone's just there with their mouth open, like, is she okay?
She did, this is my face. And then, like, at the end, just went into some kind of mad
I think
thing.
She did it on Jonathan Ross as well, didn't
Maybe
she?
She just kind of... had too many Smarties.
I don't know. She just, like, assaults the piano. It's bizarre. Okay, so Kate Nash, this is her. Well, you being her.
Here is my head. It's on top of my neck and not much stuff goes on inside. And this is my nose. If I pick it, I can find lots of bogeys to hide. And this is my piano. I can only play three chords, but that's not the point. And this is my arm. It's connected to my shoulder with a ball and socket joint. I like and pens and sitting down and peanut butter that's nutty and I look a little bit like your aunt but ever so slightly more slutty and I'm singing I appeal to women straight and gay and some boys like me too though not in a particularly sexual way and I'm singing I'm moody and annoyed today.
How long did it take you to come up with this?
Probably about the same length of time it takes her.
Really?
10 minutes.
Do you remember when I was trying to explain Kate Nash to Mariah Carey when she came in? That went really wrong.
Oh,
do you remember?
My God.
No, what happened there?
Because I was like, have you heard of some of these, you know, the new singers that have been coming through? I said, Leona. She's like, oh, sure, yeah, I know Leona. And then he's like, and do you know Kate Nash? And she went, no. So I go, this is my face covered in freckles. And she goes, that's a song? She didn't get it at all.
Maybe she just thought that was the way you suddenly talked.
Well, yeah, she just didn't get it. Now, let's talk about your Mika one.
Yeah.
Now, this would suggest that you find him quite annoying.
Maybe. Well, look, come on. There's a song every year that just, you know, you can't get away from, that just gets into your head. Do you know what? The original Mika song, I don't even understand it. That's what, I try to be like Grace Kelly, that little weird thing he does when he's pretending to be Freddie Mercury. It's just inside the mind of Mika. That's what it is. And I couldn't, they were just playing it all the time. A friend of mine, I was doing a TV show, and he said he sort of kept arriving really upset every morning at about sort of 6 a.m. I said, what's the matter? He said, oh, the taxi driver every day plays Virgin and they always play Mika. And it just winds me up. They always play at the same time every morning, and I always arrive in a bad mood. I said, why don't you ask him to change the channel? He said, oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just one of those songs that gets into your head and drives you nuts, I think.
Have you ever met Mika?
I have not ever met Mika, though. Although my friend was telling me that the publicity picture of me as Mika, I do look disturbingly like him.
Do you?
Yeah, it's really quite frightening. Yeah, we had to bind my breasts, though, to make me look like a man. Yeah, you just took a good look, didn't you,
Scott? He did take a real good
look. And the look on your face was, how did you manage that? Well, the answer is, Scott, we didn't. Right. So I got the head of Mika, and then... I don't know, it's some people's dream come true. Oh, I don't know.
That must have really hurt.
It did a bit. I felt I was like Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz.
Strap you in.
Yeah.
Okay, right, here's Katie's Mika.
Do I annoy you? Do I vibrate in your mind? Am I too shouty? Am I too bouncy? Do you want me to die? Do I talk fear? Do I instill fear? Make your radio cry? Why don't you punch me? You can if you catch me. And I'd like to see you try.
Yeah, I think we get the idea on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so it's ITV2 at 10 o'clock tonight. It's right. Katie Brown's Big Ass Show. Can we talk to you more in a minute?
Of course.
That's lovely, then.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
You know, we've even got you, like, a special jingle. Do you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
It's quite good.
The Chris Moyle Show. Scott Mills and his special guest, Katie Brand. International Radio 1.
I can die happy now.
You know? When we had David Hasselhoff in, he was so excited that he'd got a jingle with his name on, but then it's the half he would be. He gets excited.
I'm surprised he knows his own name.
So your show tonight at 10 o'clock on ITV2.
That's right, yeah.
We need to say it's not just all songs, though, is it?
No, although we've done a lot more music this time, because that's what people seem to like. But yeah, there's loads of new characters and old characters. Kate Winslet coming back, Kate Moss coming back. We got a load of new celebrities. We thought we'd take a little swipe at the royal family.
This has been getting a bit of press, hasn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I like the palace declined to comment is always my favourite. I'm going to take that out and frame it.
Yes.
Yeah, but the most terrifying thing is how like the Queen I look in makeup.
I saw a picture of that in one of the papers.
It's terrifying, isn't it? It's absolutely
You look in
terrifying.
The mirror and go, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. No, I looked in the mirror and I felt actually a little bit upset.
Did you?
Yeah, there are some really horrific things that I wear in the show, but that, of all of them, just it's not even that it was particularly horrific. It was just, yeah, that's what I'm going to look like.
Yeah.
That's what I'll look like when in 60 years' time. But,
Thought, until you came along, I mean, I thought Helen Mirren looked like the Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, no.
Exactly.
You've got nothing on you.
Well, I wonder whether maybe kind of all women, if you do the, you do the makeup. You know, you could get kind of Misha Paris in that makeup and she'd look like the Queen. I mean, maybe there's something so distinctive about that look that anyone can do it. But, yeah, it's kind of... I look like the Queen, but what you can't tell from photographs is that, obviously, in the show, I talk like Alan Sugar. So she sort of thinks she's doing motivational speaking about giving 110% all the time.
Brilliant.
East End gangster. Running a family, you are a disgrace. You are a Workshire prince and you are a disgrace.
So that's the Queen voice.
Yeah.
I love it. How long does it take you in makeup? Do you like fall asleep because it takes so long?
Sometimes I fall asleep. I try not to because you're like, obviously it's a little bit rude.
Been on your holidays anyway?
Yeah, no, I get on really well with all the makeup people. They tolerate me, my extraordinary bad moods at 6 a.m.
Do you get them?
Yeah. It's not comedy hour for me, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Can you remember what all the makeup ladies are called?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah. They're all called David.
Are they? All the ladies?
No, they're fantastic. They're all really good. I mean, you know, the makeup is part of what makes the show, so, yeah. I mean...
Very good. Okay, yeah. Now, if people haven't seen your show before, we should say you should check out YouTube, because the Lily Allen thing is on there, and also the Amy thing you did last time.
Oh,
is,
yeah.
Is Amy coming back?
Amy's coming back for one song only, much like Amy herself. Yeah.
Excellent. Is that on tonight?
No, that actually will, I think, close the series, so
wow.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Okay. Now, let's play the Usher one now. Talk us through this one.
Well, I mean, this is kind of the kind of music I like anyway. So it was
an R&B girl, are you?
Bit R&B, a bit of hip hop, particularly. That's my favourite stuff. So it was a bit of a no brainer to do this.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of pub. Love in the pub.
Love
it
in
involved
the pub.
Me and the actor kind of pretending to have sex on a pool table for 2 hours.
Excellent. Okay, here it is.
I don't have to see the barman if I wanna grab a bag of nuts. This pub could be rocking if we had a lock-in. Let's lock in and rock it. This in my pocket, make love in this pub. Love in this pub. In this love in this pub. I wanna make love in this pub. Love in this pub. Love in this pub. I wanna make love in this pub. Love in this pub.
Martin, who's a bit tired in Glasgow, says, will you ever release all these tracks on, like, an album? You could be like Mark Ronson.
Like Mark Ronson?
That's what he says.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Well, yeah, there has been sort of talk on the wind of that. Actually, that Usher song is available for download on iTunes now, Love in the Pub. Okay. So if anyone wants to buy that one, please do.
Who do you think you're... I mean, obviously we've got this series, but who are you setting your sights on? Who will be your next victims, do you think?
Oh, well, I think Katy Perry's got it coming, hasn't she?
I was going to say,
I kissed a girl and I faked it.
Yeah. She's coming.
Hope my mum and dad don't mind it.
She's coming in next week.
Oh, well, you know, I think she's fabulous.
Oh, because, yeah, she's fabulous. But I'd quite like you to do her, that'd be
good. Yeah, Christmas number one.
Yeah, I'd love that.
But you're in the show, Scott.
Right,
year.
Yes, I was going to say...
You're being quite coy about this.
Before you go, thank you very much for furthering my voiceover career. Do you know about this?
No, I didn't know about this, no. Yeah.
Did you ask me specially?
Yeah, we really did.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Explain what I've got to do.
Well, there was an advert that was on for ages called the, you know, that Newton Faulkner advert about, and whenever I saw it, me and my mate would always go, you know, it was like kind of one man and his guitar, strum, 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 I'm strumming my strum, you know, just all these things are strum. So we've done an advert, I look ridiculous in a ginger dreadlock wig.
I'd love to see you as Newton Faulkner.
You wait, see, I'll get you a picture over, but you're doing the voiceover for the ad, aren't you?
Yeah, I have to say, strum, 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 strum. In that voice. I'm doing it tomorrow. So thanks very much. Cheers,
man. No, that's all right. Listen,
are you doing it tomorrow? Are you? You haven't done it yet?
I haven't done it yet.
Right,
no.
Okay.
No, that's still to come in the series.
You can buy yourself a new top.
I will. I think I need to. This is free.
Can I just say, listening on the way over here to the stuff you were doing earlier, 1 year ago when I was here before, you know, the change that's occurred in the studio... Today you're doing responsible drinking. Last year you served me wine at 8 a.m.
I was thinking about this the other day.
Yeah, we did.
We
what a difference a year made.
It was a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that when we did Wine Club?
Yeah,
we did, didn't we? Yeah, we had. Did we have Oz Clark in and James May?
We had James May.
We had
and
a whole
Clark
wine tasting.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
There's a picture of us with that bottle of
there
wine.
There is. I saw that the other day. So it's all changed.
Times have changed.
If only we could go back a year.
We're all sober now.
Yeah. Right. I can't wait for a year's time.
No, what's going to happen next?
Yeah. Could be anything. You could be a monk. Or I could come in and you could give me, like, you know, some heroin. It could literally go either way, Scott.
Well, I look forward to that in a year's time. Yeah. Being a monk, obviously. Thank you very much for coming in today.
No problem.
Watch her show. It's great. Big Ass Show, ITV2 at 10 o'clock tonight. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, are we ready for a bit of badly bleeped TV?
Yeah.
I still think, at the moment, this is my favourite thing that we do. Let me know if you want to play along at home on 81199 and how many you get right. Loads of people do this when we have this on in the afternoon. So it's Chappers against Becky, as always. We've got a selection of our favourite TV and radio shows, and we've just bleeped out some words. Just simply tell me what that missing word is on 81199. All right, first one is from earlier today when we were doing Oh, What's Occurring, our quiz, and we played some clips of What's New Scooby-Doo. Remember that? So here's your first one. What's the missing word here on Badly Bleeped TV? This is from the Scooby-Doo episode that was on yesterday on BBC One.
Let's f*** around. Let's f*** around.
Okay, Becky.
Look.
Look.
Both saying look.
Although earlier, neither of us was sure.
Let's f*** around.
Just a nice easy one to start you off.
Yeah.
Let's look around.
There we are. Let's look around, so Becky 1, Chappers 1.
Well done, Scott.
1-1. Now, from Radio 4. Now, this is the book at bedtime, which is very good. It's only 15 minutes, so you don't have to stay awake that long. Tell me what the missing word is here.
I was stiff from the hours in the car and needed a before eating.
Chappers.
Could I hear it one more time, please?
I was stiff from the hours in the car and needed a before eating.
Before what? I'm going to go for walk.
All right. Becky.
Walk.
You're saying walk. Let's find out.
I was stiff from the hours in the car and needed a walk before eating.
Well done, both of you.
Well, that's just common sense, isn't it? When you're stiff from the car, you need a walk.
I believe that's now 2-2. Okay, back to the book. Another bit of badly bleeped radio for you. Let me know what the missing word is.
Candles are moved so hands can clasp. Other lovers f*** each other.
Becky.
Find.
I can play it one more time,
yes,
for you.
Yes, please, yeah.
Candles are moved so hands can clasp. Other lovers f*** each other.
Fancied.
Fancy. So you're saying find, Becky. Chappers, you're saying fancied. Okay, let's go for it.
Candles are moved so hands can clasp. Other lovers feed each other.
Feed. Oh, unlucky to both of you there. Now let's go to BBC News.
Are we leaving Radio 4's book at bedtime?
We are.
Thank God for that.
We are for now. Let's go to BBC News, and they're talking about politics off of America.
This may be a fine doctrine for but I don't think it's a doctrine that American conservatives should embrace.
That's quite a difficult one. You can hear it.
It is, really, yeah.
This may be a fine doctrine for but I don't think it's a doctrine that American conservatives should embrace.
Chappers first.
I can only think of one word at the moment. fine doctrine for brave hearts.
This may be a fine doctrine for but I don't think it's a doctrine that American conservatives should embrace.
Becky.
Books? Does that work?
You think books?
I don't even know what a doctrine is.
Very hard.
It is difficult, anyway. You don't really understand the sense. Yeah. How is it a similar predicament?
Yeah. Here's the answer.
This may be a fine doctrine for the Bolsheviks.
Bolsheviks!
Bolsheviks,
of course. Oh, no. No points there to be... sorry about that. Now, here's Radio 5 Live's Simon Mayo.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Bit of badly bleeped radio for you. Let me know what the answer is to this. What's the missing word?
Hi there.
So,
on your way to f*** off, are you?
Yes. Just
Again?
Yeah, again.
Hi there.
So,
on your way to f*** off, are you?
Yes, just...
Or are you just going
to f***
up?
Just,
On your way to crack off, are you going to, or have you packed up?
All right, so there's two there, Becky. Do you need it once more?
Yeah.
Hi there.
So,
on your way to off, are you?
Yes, just...
Or are you just going to up?
Just,
crack off, because Chappers obviously knows what it is.
No, I don't.
Crack up.
Crack off, crack up.
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
Hi there.
So,
on your way to crack off, are you?
Yes, just...
Or are you just going to crack up?
Yes!
Oh, wow!
But to be fair, I only got that first one because Chappers know sport and he obviously knew what they were talking about.
I think I can only award the points to Becky there, really. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Thank
so
you,
well done.
Chappers.
Now let's go to BBC 4. Right?
Right.
And it's a documentary about an explorer. All I need to know is what's the missing word?
His father was a f***.
It's a short one.
His father was a f***.
Fighter.
His father was a f***.
Farmer.
You think farmer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
His father was a fanatical rower.
Oh.
I think that'd be badly edited as well.
That would have been quite difficult to get out. Yeah.
It's fanatical rower, Scott. Oh, of course it is. All right, okay. No points there. Mm. And finally, on Badly Bleeped TV, let's go back over to Radio 4 and an announcement.
For the first time on Radio 4,
once again.
For the first time on Radio 4,
We so need to bring this out as an interactive DVD in time for Christmas.
This could be anything.
Mm. Once more.
For the first time on Radio 4.
I think it might be Fanatical Rower again.
No. I'm going to go... Bolsheviks. I just think it might be on twice.
Becky.
Books.
For the first time on Radio 4. Beatbox.
Beatbox. Of course. Right, someone tell me the score because I don't know what it is.
I feel so stupid.
So it's 3.
The one that doesn't speak has got 3 fingers up on one hand.
3
representing
2.
Becky, and 2 fingers up on my hand.
So Becky wins, I made that.
Oh my God.
And that was Badly Bleeped TV on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.